Chris Hardwick here, and today's Xfinity X1 challenge is all about in-home Wi-Fi. So we asked real people how reliable their Wi-Fi is throughout their home.
Sometimes I have it, and sometimes I don't.
And what happens when all your devices are going at once?
We can't all use our stuff at the same time.
It drops out a lot.
So we put Xfinity Internet to the test by connecting entire families to the same network on multiple devices at once.
I'm pretty impressed that it's able to hold up like this.
I want to switch.
Xfinity delivers the fastest download speed available and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Take the Xfinity X1 challenge and see for yourself.
Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T just doesn't compare. Learn more or get started with Performance Starter 10 megabits per second internet from Comcast for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment to equable paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change after promo regular rate supply. Wi-Fi claim based on fastest available download speed and router on 5 gigahertz band.
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Call the Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in 1919 had the first legal Sunday baseball game in New York City. This week in 1920 had the first game of the National Negro Baseball League. Babe Ruth had his first Yankee home run that same week in 1920. This week in 1936, New York Yankee Joe DiMaggio made his major league debut. The 1940 Olympics were canceled this week in 1940. Mickey Mantle had his first home run this week in 1951. This week in 1966, Willie Mays hit his 512th home run.
The Jake Brown Show on Play.it.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to the Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiPietro.
It's your boy Lil B.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to the Jake Brown Show at Play.it and iTunes.
Official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Javier Baez drives one to deep left. It's got a chance. Gone.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, playoff hockey is in Chicago tonight at 7 and Friday as the Wolves face Grand Rapids at Allstate Arena in the second round. Be there or watch it live on the U2. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information.
These guys are going to get an opportunity to improve and to grow. It's going to be a big summer for a number of these guys. And then I think there's going to be opportunity for them moving forward where there'll be more consistency with the roster. There'll be more guys back. Guys will understand what their roles are.
Yeah, Fred will do better next year.
And have an opportunity to get better.
That's Gar Forman from the Bulls press conference earlier today. You can hear more from the Bulls organization as John Paxson joins Mully and Hanley tomorrow morning at 7:40. Set your alarms for that one. In the NBA playoffs, Cleveland hosts Toronto tonight. The Rockets visit the Spurs. The Cavs and Houston are up 1-0 in their series.
It's a new year. Right now, we're as a team, it's good to be back, good to be playing ball again. You know, aside from all the excitement and you know, accolades and things that, you know, we received, that we've earned, but we're just happy to be back playing ball and competing.
That's Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward with Bernstein and Goff earlier today. That's an interview you should check out at 670thescore.com. On the field, Cubs and Phillies at Wrigley tonight. Jake Arrieta going against Jared Eichhoff. First pitch at 7:05. Mark Grody gets you started at 6:30 with the pregame. The White Sox are in Kansas City to take on the Royals. Mike Pelfrey opposes Nate Karns. First pitch at 7:15. This scoreboard update is brought to you by State Farm. State Farm, here to help life go right. Craftsman Days are now at Sears. Up to 50% off Craftsman tools. Visit your local Sears store or Sears.com. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score tonight, 6:30, Cubs-Phillies, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
When you two specifically differ on an issue, who wins?
Who wins? It's not about winning. In my role as EVP, I always have the ability to say yes or no. It's that simple.
Are we good enough right now where we want to be? Obviously not. You know, we were 41-41. We're a 500 team. But we'll need to continue to add to those players.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, it was a rough one this morning for your Bulls brass, trying to let you know that nothing's really going to change. There's nothing much they can do about it, and it's all Fred's fault, and Fred just needs to be a better leader. Mm-hmm. They're talking about an NBA coach, and they're saying he just needs to learn how to be a better leader. Okay, great. Well, that's just lovely. And here to talk about it is Casey Johnson, who is on Twitter at KCJHoop. He is on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run Inn in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. So you don't have to wait to read the Tribune to find out what Casey thought of yet another one of these press conferences in his professional life. Hello, Casey!
What's going on, guys?
Same old, man. You know, same time next year, we'll do this again, I guess. All right, so what do we take from today's silliness?
I think, I don't know, there's so much, you can go so many directions with that. I think my biggest takeaway is, and to me, possibly the most troubling thing to come out of it, is that not only are there not any changes, you know, there might be a tweet to the coaching staff, I guess, not only are there not any changes, obviously, to any job status, but there's no change to the plan. It certainly sounds like the three alphas are going to be back. I guess Jimmy's the one that's a little bit in question. And you're talking about needing to have development from within, but the issue I see with that is that a lot of these young players just aren't very good.
Thank you. You're saying, Fred, it's your fault that our bum-ass players aren't getting any better.
And I know that, you know, you can't fully judge some of these guys yet, but, you know, there's a reason why they weren't given consistent minutes, and I just think that the fact that the plan is going to be the same. All right, let's bring these veterans in to tutor these young guys and then have development for the young guys. But if not very good, I think you're going to be kind of looking at the 500 season again next year.
What was the deal that the Celtics offered or the Bulls were close to getting for Jimmy Butler before everything fell through?
Are you talking about last June?
Mm-hmm.
Last June, I reported that it was the 3 pick. Which would have been used on Dunn. There was two rotation players whose names fluctuated throughout the talks, but two current players, Jay Crowder was one. And then there was differing opinions or different, the balls kept moving on the other player. It might've been Smart, might've been Bradley. And then a fourth asset, whether that was another player or the 16th pick in last year's draft. It didn't involve any of these future net picks. It was just focused on the draft last year.
So the 3 and the 16 and two guys that you could put into your top eight.
Correct. And, you know, there was a lot of question as to who backed away from it. There was also clearly, this is undeniably correct, that there was not consensus internally within the Bulls organization on whether or not you wanted to pull a trigger on a full rebuild. And that's, to me, where they're stuck a little bit, because I don't think – not only is Jimmy better now than he was a year ago, or at least, you know, numbers are better, all that stuff. I don't think you're going to get anywhere near that kind of offer for him again.
Right.
And also, you're now looking about a possible designated player exception coming down the line. If he's one of the all-NBA teams this year. So then teams know you're a little bit – you might be factoring a little bit more of that pressure to try to trade him. So I think they're really boxed into a corner on the Jimmy situation.
Do we know Fred Hoiberg's response to what was said about him and his deficiencies today?
As of today, no. As I said, he's off right now and with his family, so I've not talked to Fred personally.
Yeah, I would really love to know, because this is the kind of thing, and we brought it up early in the show, and you know, first blush, it's like it's the kind of thing that could make a guy say, you know what, your money's terrific. It's a lot of money, but my professional dignity, it doesn't have a price on it. It's one thing to have Jimmy Butler emasculate me publicly. It's another thing to have Rajon Rondo decide what plays he wants to run and doesn't want to run. It's another thing to have, after all this, to have you put it on me publicly that I couldn't develop any of these players that you picked. And you know what? Maybe you need another guy. Maybe you need to coach the team yourself. Maybe you let Rajon coach the team.
Well, it's the second straight offseason, too, Dan, that they – I mean, last year they talked about how he needed to be improve at holding players accountable. So last year that was publicly put out there. Now, this year to me was even more damning and even stronger. You know, I can just tell you that by all accounts, in my check-ins and conversations throughout the season, Fred's committed to this job. I mean, I don't think he's – it's certainly been an eye-opening experience for him, and it's certainly not the Camelot that is and was Ames, Iowa. You know, the hometown hero could do no wrong there. And you know, there's this element where, and you don't hear this, but it's true. I mean, it's been hard on his family, you know, and so, yeah, you do ask that question, but I can just tell you that, I can't frame this answer based off today's comments, but tell today's comments, every indication I've been given is that Fred is committed to this job and making it right.
Casey, if you were Gar Forman's agent, what would you be selling to John Paxson and Michael Reinsdorf? As far as his talents are concerned and his performance over the last few years.
No, I know you're going, well, I mean, you can hang your hat a lot on those. I mean, and they do. They still hold their hat a lot on the Jimmy and the Taj picks. You know, I do think Gar is a decent talent evaluator. I know that is not proven probably 100% right over the last couple picks, but I think overall he sees talent pretty well, and I know for a fact ownership believes that in him. Whether or not other people see that or agree with that, that's beside the point, because they're the ones who pay him. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who hire him or choose to fire him. So, you know, I would be selling that he feels, you know, good talent evaluator. You know, I think he believes in a system of play that has been consistent with what this franchise values for a long time, defense and rebounding. And beyond that, I don't know.
I thought really the quote that is going to resonate for me from the press conference was John Paxson describing his primary responsibility as defining the culture of the organization. What is the culture of the Bulls?
Well, and you can contrast that with him early saying that this is a team that lacked an identity all season. And that's the second year in a row we've heard that too. So those two to me would be in contrast or in conflict with each other. There are a lot to choose from as far as pull out quotes. The Jimmy component would be up there for me. And then basically I felt a little bit like they're all over the map on Jimmy. I know they have to cover all their bases with him, but a big one to me was when they basically said Jimmy doesn't fit with the way Fred Hoiberg wants to play.
Yeah, they said they mentioned that Fred Hoiberg wants to, you know, move the ball side to side, and Jimmy tends to slow it down. And the same can be said for Rondo and Wade.
So, there was a lot there. But, you know, as far as John's job, I mean, you know, I know what they said up there today. There's going to be some changes, not by job titles, but just in terms of how the organization conducts its business internally. There's going to be some subtle changes to the front office dynamics. I guarantee that.
You'd reported that his brother Jim would be more involved. What do you know about that now?
Well, they're just going to get more voice. I just feel like my sense is that ownership just feels that John and Gar have gotten too comfortable, and they kind of exist a little bit on an island. And that's partly, you know, the Reinsdorfs have allowed that to happen. They've created that construct. And I just feel like after two straight underwhelming seasons, they want to challenge those guys and also how the organization does its business.
Throw a little consultant in there or something like that, like a Magic Johnson.
Not gonna both times I've asked, I've been told they're not bringing anybody in from outside. Okay. So it's not going to be like a Jerry West from on high.
Right.
But, you know, they've got a former GM in Jim Paxson who isn't used very much. And that could be one voice you see involved in more. And I just think there's going to be more dialogue and more conversations. The example I used in my piece on Sunday is that when they had these talks with the Celtics last June, it's like they hadn't even discussed internally the thought of a full rebuild until that week. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, we've got to, like, you know, do our due diligence on this in a hurry.
And that's awful.
Do we even want to trade Jimmy Butler? And here's the offer, boom, and we've got, you know, a few days to sign. And ownership obviously gets involved in those big-level decisions. And Celtics ownership was involved too. And it's just like the Bulls weren't quite ready for it yet. I think that
even the best teams stay ready for any kind
for
of moment.
All that talk about process,
yeah,
and then they sit up there and they talk about being thorough, and they talk about the process. Well, that's the opposite of that.
The Spurs stay ready. The Thunder stay ready. Like, the team organizations stay ready around the NBA because you never know what might fall into your lap.
Right, and this is completely my opinion. I want to stress I'm not reporting this. It's completely my opinion. I feel that lack of preparation played a role in them not taking that offer last June on Jimmy. Now, you can argue whether or not that was the right thing to do or not. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying that I personally feel that played a part in it, and that shouldn't. You should have that process done, and then you're just deciding, boom, are we taking this offer for Jimmy Butler or are we not?
All right, Casey, go ahead and enjoy your summer as much of it as you can, because I know there'll be meetings in Cali in a week or so with Jimmy in the front office.
Yeah, he's making them fly out there. Wow.
Well, the one thing I'll say about that is, you know, the Jimmy thing is so interesting because, you know, he's obviously upset right now and has a right to be. I mean, he's played very well at a very high level, but this is just my estimation. He's got very little leverage here. He's under contract for two more years. And even if he huffs and puffs and says, okay, trade me, the Bulls are not going to trade him just to trade him. They're going to trade him if the deal makes sense. And so in that sense, you know, I understand why Jimmy's a little bit upset right now, but he signed a maximum contract. He's under contract for two more years.
All right, Casey, we'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you for the information. We appreciate your work.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That's Casey Johnson. He's been brought to you by Arlington International Racecourse. Enjoy live racing at beautiful Arlington International Racecourse. Opening day is Friday, May 5th. Join them for Chicago's biggest Kentucky Derby party Saturday, May 6th. The food, the fun, the fashion, the mint juleps. Visit arlingtonpark.com to plan your day. We still have some giveaways. I think you have another.
I got another Sherry's Berries.
$50 Sherry's Berries gift certificate to give away. Got another opportunity to be part of the For the Vets event. We got that coming up. And, you know, it's just been. Add this to the list. Add this to the list of Bulls days. I know we took some phone calls to start. We had some people that want to jump on now. Maybe you're just getting in your car and leaving work. 312-644-6767 is our number. Come say, hey, you got the score.
Cubs legend Ryne Sandberg joins Mark Grody during every Cubs postgame show for all home games. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is the CBS Sports Minute. For a multitude of reasons, when it comes to sport, in general, we're far more descriptive and willing to praise events of the past with far more reverence than we do in real time. Sentimentality is a strong emotion. I get it. And oftentimes, even if it's not intentional, by illuminating moments of the past, our romanticism shortchanges things of equal or even greater impact. What am I talking about? Well, last night's epic explosion by Celtics guard Isaiah Thomas is just another reminder of that dynamic. There aren't enough words or platitudes to describe how we turned the parquet floor into his own personal Nerf hoop last night. Twisters, spinners, 25-foot bombs, N1s, you name it, he did it. But I can't help but wonder if in, say, 5 or 10 years or maybe even 20, if it's going to be positioned the way it should be as one of the best playoff games and individual performances in the history of the league. I'm BT.
Why?
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
The top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. If you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
This week in sports history.
The Kentucky Derby had its first female jockey this week in 1970. This week in 1975, Houston's Bob Watson scored baseball's 1,000,000th run in Major League history. Hockey great New York Islander Mike Bossy played his final game this week in 1987. This week in 1988, Reds manager Pete Rose was suspended for 30 days for pushing an ump. Texas Ranger Nolan Ryan pitched a record 7th no-hitter this week in 1991. That same week in 91, the A's' Ricky Henderson stole an all-time record 939th base.
Play.it presents Showtime Sports.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with top athletes in professional sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the sniper out of Cleveland.
What's good?
This week's On the Record special guest is Cleveland Cavaliers' J.R. Smith.
Is this your toughest season you've had to deal with as a pro?
Yeah, for sure. Not playing the way you want to play on the court. Not having your family how you want it off the court. It's a lot, but, you know, there's nothing I can't handle.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Sports at Play.it and iTunes.
Lips. It's gonna be great. The $7.99 great haircut sale.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
You've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of. We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii Five-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy work for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
Five-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry. Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii Five-0. CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Go.
Aries, be extra careful with your money this week. A mix-up is more than possible. Taurus, you have a busy week, and your goal should be to just keep your car on the road, metaphorically speaking. Gemini, this week, love is in the air. Be expecting someone new at an unexpected time. Cancer, maybe it's time to think about how you feel about what you're doing. Leo, big changes are in the air, mostly for the better. Think about new directions for yourself. And Virgo, take that feeling about doing something different and actually consider it. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rohn.
Old Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
So Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the world with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
Many. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
When we had that little incident where Dwayne and Jimmy spoke up in January, Rajan, when he stood up for our young guys, that empowered them a little bit. And that probably was a moment that we can point to and say there was some growth. It might have been small, but there was some growth with these young guys.
The most embarrassing moment of your season was a moment that they can point to growth. For growth, and not the coaching staff. You can't point to the coaching staff for growth because apparently the guys can't play because they're not developed and the coach doesn't play them, and there's an issue there because the coach is the guy at fault here. Fred's fault. Hashtag Fred's fault from here on out. Freddy's dead.
Grow the man.
All right, let me lighten the mood a little bit, make you feel better about your Mother's Day coming up here. Be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line at 312-591-6700, and you will win a $50 Sherry's Berries gift certificate. Mother's Day is coming up fast. Time to spoil Mama with decadent gourmet dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99. Go to berries.com and put in the code JasonG after you click the microphone. Order now. Sherry'sBerries.com. Go to berries.com. 312-591-6700 will get you that $50 gift certificate if you're the sixth caller.
Northside, this is Owen on the Score.
Hello, gentlemen. I need you to tell me if I'm overreaching as I read between the lines here. It seems to me that they spent, as you guys just said, a good chunk of the time telling us how horrible of a job Fred did, right?
Right.
And then when given the opportunity, when somebody said to them, you know, tell us something that Fred does well, all they really said was, well, he's under contract, right? What I take from that, and tell me if I'm overreaching, is that they wanted to fire him and were told no by Jerry Reinsdorf. That he basically said, look.
Well, it wouldn't be Jerry. It would be Michael, because Jerry's really not involved. But I have not heard that.
Is that an overreach? Do you not hear that at all within the context? Does that make sense at all?
I know that there's been differing opinions on Fred from the moment he was hired to now when it comes to John and Gar. You know, there's been varying degrees in which John has rocked with him in terms of his, you know, some of the things that he's implemented Remember that silly ass three-man weave that we saw at the beginning of his tenure? At the top of the key?
Yep.
And how that went bye-bye?
Yep.
Remember that after the Memphis game where John had to come down and say, hey, stop acting like ass. Stop acting like idiots, guys.
Uh-huh.
He had to check the players. John is not happy about those kinds of things having to be told to a head coach. So I know there are differing opinions on him going back and forth, but nothing to the level of he's got to go or some kind of battle over Fred's tenure here.
Vaughn in Indy, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
All right. Now, this is a true story. And my wife's like, why does this stuff always happen to you? Like, when Walt Harris got traded here to the Colts in Indianapolis, I ran into him in a random subway. And we get to talking, and my wife's like, what the hell are you guys talking about? So we were talking Bears football. So the Bulls were in town to play the Pacers maybe around December 29th, and I'm coming from a bowl game or something or downtown Indianapolis, and I run into Gar Foreman. And I mean, he's distinct, you know, not to be rude, but he's got a distinct look. So I know it's Gar. I mean, seriously.
Yes, he looks like Grandpa Simpson.
Right. There you go. So I run into Gar, and I don't have the nerve like so many people probably do. I guess it's called tact, professionalism, being a decent human being. To kind of like, man, what are you doing with this roster? I'm more or less like, great job with Jimmy and Todd. I had to reach way back, you know, in the time machine, right?
Yeah.
To keep it simple. So today I take my lunch and listen to this press conference, and I'm disappointed in so many things. Again, the accountability that is never there for Foreman or Paxson. And then the whole thing with Paxson not being the person I thought he was when he was playing. I thought he was a guy that held himself accountable, that, you know, maybe he was a great teammate. But, I mean, yeah, Fred got hired by Gar, but, I mean, Paxson had to sign off on it. And we had to sit there and listen for an entire hour and make it seem like as if they had stuck with Jaren Grant, or if they had given Payne more time, or if they had given Michael Carter-Williams more time, they would have been better. Nico Mirotić gets put on skates 17 feet away from the basket by Al Horford, and you want him back. That roster is trash. And I'm just, and you know what? I'm tired of these guys, man. And yeah, and Michael Carter-Williams does play downhill kind of like John Wall does. But you know what?
Let's stop it there.
Hold on, no, listen. When he gets down the hill, he misses the layup.
Yeah, just don't mention those two players in the same breath, please. We've had Isaiah Thomas and Cameron Payne and
number one pick,
easy.
Perennial All Star, All NBA player now. Michael Carter Williams. Shout out to you and whatever you were sipping though. Happy Mother's Day, brother.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, playoff hockey is in Chicago tonight at 7 and Friday as the Wolves face Grand Rapids at Allstate Arena in the second round. Be there or watch it live on the U2. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information.
Internally, for us to get better, we control that. And that's an area that's going to be a huge, huge emphasis in that we have a number of young players. I think a number of them showed signs of improvement, but they were inconsistent. They weren't consistent on a daily basis, and we need them to improve and get better, and that's going to be a focus
of
ours.
What's wrong with my Bulls?
Bob. That's Bulls GM Gar Foreman earlier today from the Bulls press conference. You can hear more from the organization as John Paxson will join Mully and Hanley tomorrow morning at 7:40. In the NBA playoffs, Cleveland hosts Toronto tonight. The Rockets visit the Spurs. The Cavs and Houston are up 1-0 in those series.
It's tough to get that in spring training. It's tough to get that in the offseason. So regardless of what you're doing in MVP and the cage and flips and T-work and all that stuff, you can work on the mechanics and you can repeat that as many times as you want. But every hitter knows, you know, we all have a thing, you know, 5 o'clock hitters, you know, BP. And then, you know, you say game, please. You know, you have a good round of BP, and you want to take that into the game.
That's Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward with Bernstein and Goff earlier today. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. On the field, Cubs and Phillies at Wrigley tonight. Jake Arrieta going against Jared Eichhoff. First pitch at 7:05. Mark Grody with the pregame at 6:30. The White Sox take on KC. Mike Pelfrey opposes Nate Karns. First pitch at 7:15. NHL playoffs, Washington at Pittsburgh. Sidney Crosby out with that concussion. Anaheim visits Edmonton. The Penguins and Oilers are up 2-1. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. Craftsman Days are now at Sears. Up to 50% off Craftsman tools. Visit your local Sears store or Sears.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the World Champion Cubs. The next game on the score tonight, 6:30, Cubs-Phillies right here, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Once again, it's on. You know, the NBA playoffs usually do this to you where it's one night where you're like, I'm going to watch. And then there's one night where you're like, yo, I'm watching. And every night that the Cavs and the Raptors and the Rockets and the Spurs get it on, it seems like that's the I got to watch night. You know, Warriors and Jazz are cool. And, of course, that Celtics-Wizards thing I think is going to get heated because there's a couple of guys that don't like each other and they finally met up in the playoffs. But tonight's the NBA night for me again because Raptors and Cavs and, of course, Rockets and Spurs after that. I don't think the Rockets are going to shoot the lights out the way they did in game one. And I think Greg Popovich is going to have a little something-something for him. He played Lee and Aldridge far too long together.
Go smaller.
Throughout that game. Something's got to happen. You got to be able to rely on Dwayne Dedman being the only big that you can run around with out there if LaMarcus Aldridge is not going to give you anything offensively.
Well, Dwayne Dedman will do stuff. He will do stuff.
He's going to get paid.
We saw him abuse the Bulls mm-hmm. when he was on the Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And like, who's this Dwayne Dedman? Like, hey, you know.
He took over for Kyle Quinn, the other guy who would abuse the Bulls, right. A bum that would abuse the Bulls to try to get some money out of it.
And he'll do what you ask mm-hmm. a big to do, and it doesn't need to do much more.
He just started playing ball like 5 years ago or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's a tough customer, that
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, so I'll be with the NBA playoffs this evening and watch, you know, Arrieta and Eichhoff in the morning or something like that.
See, I kind of flip through all of it. It's mm-hmm. if you can do it if you have trained your children well. You know exactly, because he had his baseball game canceled. So it's one thing to have a remote control. It's another thing to have like an assistant coach in charge of proper flipping and just knowing exactly when, knowing how many outs there are in an inning, knowing what's going on in game situations, what starts to matter. And, you know, if maybe I'll go outside, I'm grilling some, I'll come back in. Like, why don't you flip back to the White Sox? He's like, yeah, they're up 7-0. We'll get back, check on Twitter if we got to go back.
Because Avi Garcia is a god. Yeah. That's why.
Because he's going to be the greatest trade in the history of the White Sox in the last 60 years, according to Hawk Harrelson. So I will be trusting my personal television assistant to be don't laugh. It's great. You got to start working on him now.
You can't call him your personal television assistant,
well,
though.
He is.
He's your PTA.
That guy, he's got everything. He knows exactly when to flip and what's important and when it matters and yeah, get away from it. I said, I don't want to see a commercial now. No, you know how to do this. So let's get
like 9 lashes. Like what happens when he messes up and falls asleep or something like that? Just send him upstairs.
Take his phone for a day. It's like the worst thing you can do to him.
If there's a
threat that he's going to lose that device, so he can watch these YouTubers who are commenting on video games. He watches a guy watch other people play video games.
It's big. Esports and all that stuff.
And the guy is, and I was
Twitch.
There's another
He's
guy
on the Twitch app.
No, there's a guy named what the hell is name? Markiplier.
Mm.
Okay, I'm like, who is this guy? His name is Markiplier. He's a like YouTuber, and he's kind of funny.
Dude.
He does this thing called Make Me Laugh, where it's just random memes and videos, and he tries not to laugh.
It's like pulling his.
And some of it's just random. It could be a cat video. It's
stretching his scrotum or something.
Anything. Anything. It's just and it's funny. And then I look at him like, okay, that guy. And I look him up. The guy makes seven figures a year.
Oh, dude, 60 Minutes did a thing about these guys on YouTube who will put a product in their video, like McDonald's or Subway or something like that. And these companies, they understand the viral marketing of it. And dudes make millions and millions of dollars off of just being silly for 30 seconds with somebody's product.
That's all this guy is. Mm-hmm. He's just silly. And I didn't see any product, but I know that I looked him up and it's just, mm-hmm. he's got deals. He's got like development deals for things.
Yeah, there's a way to get coin in this country.
It's amazing. Yeah. So that's what we'll be watching.
Fellas, what do you got over there?
Playoff hockey, I think, going to throw on the Pens. And
all right, Shep, we appreciate you.
Well, all this basketball discussion today had me so uplifted about that.
That's right, Shep Gowski.
That's why I like Nick, and I listen to him and when he hosts with the big football guy the other day, Anthony Heron or something like that. No, I got you, man. Playoff hockey.
That's like, the bull, like, Heron, right?
It doesn't go away for you when the Blackhawks go away?
No. Like, it's enough to, like, turn on. Like,
yeah. I mean, like, you just, you
know, ringing endorsements.
If I'm ranking my Chicago teams,
enough to
if
turn
I'm ranking
on.
My Chicago teams, like, the Blackhawks are the fifth out of the five.
I got, no, I'm not,
so
I'm not going to make you like.
Playoff hockey still playoff hockey.
No, you don't have to defend your choice. I just didn't know that you were a guy to, like, watch. Well, I like to watch the others as well. There you go. See, okay. All right. Well, you know, you learn something about Shep every day. You know, guy goes to Greece. You know, comes back all tanned. He's got some of that new money.
Peeling like crazy.
Peeling?
Got, like, issues over here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't put on any suntan lotion?
I put a ton of suntan lotion on.
So you just stayed your dumb ass out in the sun too long.
No, I've sat under an umbrella for
really?
4 days, five straight days. Yes.
Yeah. So
I just
does that
turned
usually
bright
happen
red.
To you?
Do
you
not peel, like this.
Do you peel
this
easily?
Was awful.
So like, that Greek sun.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's that Greek sun that got you.
Speaking of which,
are you going to make fun of a Greek person?
No, I have some Belize issues with you.
You always, well, did you take him over from Terry?
Did you see what happened?
Hold on. Before we do that, before the degradation of my motherland,
yes.
let's find out what Tanny wants to watch on Netflix.
Well, when Mike Pelfrey and Nathan Carnes get together, you throw out those records, folks.
He's going to do this every
White
night.
Sox Royals. And I was not given the Three Garcia dance in the outfield, WGN cutaway, as they were about to do it. I was irate last night. So until 9 o'clock when Fargo comes on, I'll be watching White Sox and Royals.
He's going to do this every night. Just like he did with the World Baseball Classic, yeah. and him, you know, him.
How'd that work out for you guys?
him fighting for America on this show. He's gonna do this White Sox thing every single night, and Chep's going to peel and watch hockey. All right, give me whatever it is that you've got poorly to say about my mother country.
Well, I'll do it in a second. How about that? Well, right. Maybe I'll wait on it.
Because, you know, the good news, like, man, Belize, you know, hey, the next hot spot for, you know, for producing for the dispensaries in this country. That's great
news.
Know,
do you know where Belmopan is?
Yes, that is where I spent 12 summers.
In Belmopan?
Yeah.
Authorities in Belize say the bodies of an American man and a Canadian woman have been found nearly a week after the couple went missing. A senior police officer was not authorized to speak publicly about the case. Says the bodies of 52-year-old Francesca Mattis of Toronto and 36-year-old Drew Dvorsny of Georgia were found Monday. They'd been staying in Corozal,
Corozal,
near the country's northern border with Mexico. Her vehicle was found abandoned in a sugarcane field Sunday. The bodies were found near Chan Chen Village.
Mm-hmm.
They were last seen leaving a restaurant April 25th in Corozal. The State Department confirmed an American citizen died in Corozal without giving a name. Canadian consulate has declined comment. Local media quoted officials as saying the cause of death for both was listed as strangulation. The bodies were found in an advanced state of decomposition with their hands bound.
Yeah. So somebody did not come up with some money for someone's return or something. That's what it sounds like to me. The last time there was something like this was the ABC producer who got murdered. And that's it, like, it's a huge thing for the country because
happens. Just tell us who did it. Come on. Just tell us who did it.
One of the worst people I've ever met.
I thought you were supposed to be, oh yeah, that was Steve.
No. Yeah. I do not.
Oh, that know. Restaurant. Yeah, that's the restaurant where Steve kills people.
You are a sack of garbage.
Well, this is, I'm just, you know, trying to figure out.
The next time one of you Jews commits a crime, 541.
What's white collar crime count?
right, exactly. No. It's got to be a violent one. The next thing, because I mean that happens.
Let's go.
Happens every day. But the next time a Gabe Kapler puts his hands around somebody's neck, I'm coming for your ass.
All right. Well deserved.
Jerk.
Yes, that portion of the Belize crime report is brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. I gotta carry the mantle for Terry. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved with insurance. Treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. 800-430-4149. Nick Shepkowski fills in for Lawrence Holmes tonight. Lawrence is on the way to Vegas for the big fight. He's going to do the shows from out there. You've got the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on the score.
Other than the Fred Hoiberg stuff, which to me was the clear headline, did they provide one answer for why next year will be better than this year? I'm talking about one.
They are in NBA hell, and they are staying there willingly.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
1-877.
7 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Attention all realtors, if you are interested in learning how to sell homes faster while providing extremely valuable information to your new and existing clients, I have outstanding news. David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage, has teamed up with his good friends Roy Spencer of PermaSeal, Tom Janke of Builders Supply Outlet, Joe Hogle of MegaPros, and Warner Cruz of JC Restoration to host an event exclusively for realtors at JC Restoration in Rolling Meadows on Tuesday, May 9th from 11:30 until 1:30. David, Roy, Tom, Joe, and Warner will be providing invaluable information about their services, which will help realtors sell homes faster while maximizing the sales price on current and future listings. This complimentary informational Realtor Day program is only open to realtors. Lunch, beverages, and Fasano pies will be provided. Oop. To register for this exclusive realtor event, go to perldavid.com or call 312-751-1333. Seating is limited, so register now. David, Roy, Tom, Joe, and Warner are looking forward to meeting you. Realtor Day, Tuesday, May 9th. Lunch begins at 11:30. To register, go to perldavid.com or call 312-751-1333.
Pepe's Mexican Restaurants to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Pepe serves authentic Mexican appetizers and entrees, as well as wonderful margaritas and Mexican beers. If you haven't already, you'll fall in love with their great salsa, guacamole, and all your other favorites. Celebrate with us on Cinco de Mayo. Don't miss the fun.
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Hi there, it's Matt of Atticola.
Hi, Matt. I'm Dan Bernstein.
Hi, how are you? Hi. Say hello to our friends.
Yeah, all of a sudden, now you're worth coming in face to face. Before, you want to sit in your little cave over there. And...
Well, Tanny told me that you don't want me coming in here.
I don't.
It's what he told me you said.
No, I never said that.
You sure?
Yeah.
He said you don't want me working here anymore. What does that mean?
Yeah, I just been in here, right?
All right, say hello to our friends.
Hello, our friends.
Hello, our friends. Mattress Firm, they just finished up some major spring cleaning, and they're getting in some brand new technology, and it's a great time for you to take advantage of their Memorial Day sale.
That means savings of up to $1,000 store-wide on brands like Beautyrest, Serta, Hampton, Rhodes, and more. All kinds of new technology. The new Beautyrest Black Hybrid Multi-Touch Memory Foam Mattress with individually pocketed coils. The Serta Eye Comfort Temp Touch Memory Foam Mattress with revolutionary cooling technology. Get in there and check this new stuff out.
Yeah, they have a queen set starting for as low as $179.99. Also, you can complete your sleep with up to $300 good towards a pillow, mattress frame, and mattress protector when you buy select Beautyrest mattress sets.
Adjustable base, adjustable base, adjustable base. Check it out. It's like getting an infinite number of new mattresses because of the ways that you can position things to optimize your sleep, your resting, even your work. If you like to sit up and use a laptop, you got to check out the adjustable base at Mattress Firm.
Plus, you can sleep interest-free for 5 years. And at Mattress Firm, they know that everyone's perfect night's sleep is unique, and your mattress should reflect that. That's why the sleep experts will walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. Go to mattressfirm.com, find the location nearest you, and take advantage of their Memorial Day sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
The Jake Brown Show on Play.it.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to the Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiPietro.
It's your boy Lil D.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to the Jake Brown Show at Play.it and iTunes.
This is a big week around Chicagoland as Arlington International Racecourse opens this Friday, May 5th, beginning a summer of fun. General admission is free on Friday for online purchases only, and the first 2,000 people will receive a free hot dog and a $1 beer. Plus, the first 1,000 will receive an Arlington umbrella, all just for showing up. This Saturday, the Arlington Kentucky Derby Party is a must-attend event with mint juleps, a live band, and of course, the thrills of live thoroughbred racing. Tickets and details at arlingtonpark.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S., so whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Nip Shuskowski.
You damn right. That's who's coming up for about a half hour or so. Nick Shepkowski, Cold City's finest, the young phenom. Listen, man, if you want to hear about Jaws, baseball, Live PD.
It's like the only movie he's watched.
Apparently.
It's not.
What was the other one he said yesterday?
Stand By Me is a great movie, too.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. Like, Jaws is a great movie.
Jaws is one of the best movies.
But he's got like a nautical thing.
To me.
He loves.
Well, I have a theory. Like, if you put a shark attack or a train, like a runaway train in a movie, it's automatically great.
Except the movie Runaway Train.
Well, McNeil made me watch that. And that was absolutely an awful movie.
Yeah, not a fan.
Fugitive
was great.
So, Runaway Train, now you got me thinking now.
Silver Streak?
Back
to the Future 2?
Yeah, you're right, because it goes crashing off the end there.
That's right.
Like, there's
Shep with his movie formula here.
All you do is you have to put a runaway freight train or passenger train, whatever, on it.
And a shark attack?
Or a shark attack.
What about a shark on a train?
Now, that'd be a hell of a story.
Sharknado, though.
That's just cool.
Well, it's not a movie,
like, that's doing too much.
So I'll give you that. It's a TV series.
TV movie.
Like, there hasn't been a good shark movie for a while.
The first one, yeah, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah, I liked it.
Of course.
But then
you're stupid humor.
Then actually Sharknado jumped the shark, ironically enough.
You're the guy that looks down on people for, like, being fat and watching bad things.
Oh,
and you'll crush $30 worth of McDonald's, and then you'll watch Sharknado.
I slum it with the best of them at everything. I know when to get down and dirty with stuff.
Shut it down.
I know. I know how to do low rent.
You are. Oh my God!
I know.
Hate you so I know much how right to now. Do
it. Clearly,
yes. It's a time and a place for everything. All things in moderation. This portion of Sports Radio 670 brought to you by the Power Shares series. See tennis legends John McEnroe, Andy Roddick, Jim Courier, and Mark Philippoussis compete May 17th at USC Pavilion. Tickets and VIP packages are available. PowerShareSeries.com and Ticketmaster.com. Also, caller 6 to the contest line. If you've got a military ID, you can win 2 tickets to the VIP experience for the vets. Hosted by Lawrence Holmes on Monday and brought to you by UV Vodka.
You see Chris Tannehill's tweet just now? Please go to your Twitter timeline. Oh, no. If you're following our guy Tanny out here at Chris Tannehill, it's pretty simple, you know. I came in today and said I bought this jacket because it looks like every mobster jacket in every mobster movie. And Tannehill, he's the gift king. So he went and made a gift of Frank Vincent killing Joe Pesci at the end of Casino. And he said, this is the jacket that I'm wearing. You're damn right.
It is, though. Billy Bass?
Yes. This is for you and your punk brother.
Good choice, Billy Bass.
Damn right. You did.
The Frank Marino selection.
Yes.
There it is.
This is my jacket. And shout out to the lining as well.
Wait, is
the
he named,
jacket.
You got to coordinate.
Is he
out
named
here.
Frank in every movie?
He might as well be. He's dead now.
Otherwise, he's not.
Isn't this guy dead?
No. Frank Vincent?
Oh,
Jason.
He's not dead?
He's still
he died.
My heart.
I thought he died when I was in Atlanta. I thought I read about him dying.
Jason Goff is in Atlanta?
All right. Yeah. So Nick Shepkowski's coming up to talk about...
I don't want
to
live in a world where Jason Goff's in Atlanta.
You're an idiot. Bulls things, and he's got his own special brand of Cubs pregame for you as well. Who did we talk to today, Bernstein?
Vincent Goodwill, Jason Hayward, Mark Schanowski, and Casey Johnson.
I can't get over Tannehill. That's
great.
He told me to put. He set me up to. He's put the jacket on for everybody on watch670thescore.com, and then he does this to me on Twitter.
Oh yeah, Under Siege 2 had a runaway train.
Ooh,
put that in rotation. Then.
No. Stay away from that. All right,
Under Siege 1.
Thank you to Nick Shepkowski.
Robert Parrish started walking toward me, naked, and I was frightened. It's like I was hearing the music from Jaws in the back of him. Doo-doo.
That's not the music from Jaws.
No, that's it.
It might have been your heartbeat.
Right,
I'm not quite sure what it was.
It's not it.
That's
apparently,
not...
big black wangs make him very, very...
That's your guy.
Black Radio Wang.
Yeah.
Robert wasn't on radio, though. It's just Black Wang. All right, Chris Tannehill.
How do you feel about sharing 31 with Maddox as a number and as a Hall of Famer?
Well, you know, Yosh Kawano was our clubhouse
man. Sure.
And when I retired in 83...
83!
Our video coordinator on watch670thescore.com, Brian Gertsch.
Waking a sleeping lion.
And
almost.
And thank yourselves for listening to this for the last, I don't know, 4.5 hours, 4 hours and 45 minutes, whatever. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll be delayed because the Cubs have a day game, and I will be out there. And if I see you out there at the Cubs game, I will buy you a beer.
Talking to me or anybody?
Anybody. Oh, up wow. to three of you.
The first three.
The first three people I see out there tomorrow get a beer out of me, all right? And it's out of me, actually. I got a tap hooked up to my backside. All right, so we'll be on after the Cubs tomorrow. Nick Shepkowski coming up next right here on 670 The Score.
We're done here.
Push it.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
Uh-oh. I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am.
What happened to my tongue?
All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Season is in full swing. We have playoffs here in town, and SeatGeek is the best way to get tickets to every game with their seamless mobile experience. You can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's all that I use. Let's take a look and see what's happening in town. We have New York on the north side for baseball. Tickets starting at just $40. AHL playoffs in town. Tickets starting at $14. You want to see baseball on the south side. Minnesota's in town. Tickets starting at only $5 on SeatGeek. See, SeatGeek saves you time and money. They do all the work, and you reap all the benefits. And you get the most bang for your buck. My favorite feature of the app, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value. You open the venue you're going to, and you'll see the large green dots. Check those out first. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, and it doesn't end with just sports. SeatGeek has plenty of concert, comedy, and theater tickets available, too. Best of all, I can give all of you out there $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code Matt, M-A-T-T. Do that right now. That's promo code Matt, that's me, and $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Listen, if you need to buy or sell tickets, there's only one place to go. It's SeatGeek.
Rick Ham.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the Emmy-winning Amazing Race with the biggest twist ever.
Go! Woo! Go! Go! Go!
These contestants are racing around the world.
This is going to be awesome.
With a total stranger they just met.
Are you kidding me with this?
We are the most oddballer combination here.
Now they're on the adventure of a